sciences. We are told. Philosophy is that science of all sciences. So the science of science, the basis of all types of science is knowledge, proper knowledge. The knowledge cannot ignore these questions that are internal urge, the inner urge that will come to Vidyati Hridaya Granthi Siddhanti Sarvasanshaya. When this seed heart, our heart, the heart of a Bhagavad Gita conditioned soul is a sealed one, the seal will be broken. And such feeling will come out that all doubts will be cleared. Vidyati Hridaya Granthi Sarup, Sarup Udghatita. And the inner self will come into light. Then all doubts will be cleared. Vidyati Hridaya Granthi, the faith, the Shraddha, that is sealed within our heart, as in the soul in bondage, that will be broken, and such natural flow will come of faith, that Chiddhanti Sattva Sangsaya. All doubts about the conception of anything and everything will be cleared. Tasmin Gyati Sattvamidam Vijnatam Bhavati. We shall know our own self, and through our own proper self, in thought of relativity, we shall come to know the real background, real foundation where we are taking our stand. Sarup. Vidyati Hridaya Granthi Chiddhanti Sarva Sanshaya Kiyanti Chasya Karmani. Then his previous commitment with this false environment would be stopped at once, disconnected. At once, not a minute would be necessary to disconnect with the present illusive paraphernalia. Shriyanti jash mayi drishti yukhira. I am everything. You are mine. No complaint, no of you. No complaint. No attempt is necessary. Necessary. Everything is there. You move in a spontaneous, automatic way. No trouble is to be taken for your movement. So this part, that all everything is automatic. Everything is automatic, you see. Thereby. Hiranti chasya karmani mayi drishti akhilamani. The government will feed you, and you will have not to strive for your individual bread. Something like that. Then you will find a different, according to your different taste, different food for relishment is coming to you. Be according to different rasa. The yoga maya is making arrangement, everything, and you have to play on his hand, and there you find the maximum of your fulfillment there. As if without any attempt, jantra rudhani maya. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Ishara sarvabhutanam hiddeshi junatishtati bhavayam sarvabhutani jantrarudhani mayaya. Intervene, maya intervening. And that maya will be removed, that yoga maya will be replaced. That is what is necessary. Instead of maya, the yoga maya will come to tackle you, to handle you. And yoga maya means center carrying, in carrying, and maha maya means out carrying current. I would carry to sense pleasure. Sense pleasure, calm. And in carrying current is yoga maya, the automatic. Gold, hari gold, gold, hari gold, gold, hari gold. Aradhu Bhagavan Bhagisutanaya Staddham Vindavanam Ranya Kati Dupasina Phala Bhajavadhu Bhargi Naja Kodvita Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amadam Prema Pumarthu Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matavidam Tatra Daru Nappara Vishwanath Chakravarti. In one shloka he is giving the whole substance of the Gaudiya Vaishnava. Shikha. What is that? Aradhu Bhagavan Vriji Satanayo. The Vriji Satanayo, Nanda Nandan, he is our object of worship, of love, our realm of life. Vriji Satanayo, Taddhama Vrindavanam, and not in Dwaraka or anywhere in Vrindavan. That is the favorable, most favorable stage of his Leela, Dhamma Vrinda. And Ramya Kachid Upasana Bhajavadhu Vargena Jayakvada Vida. And a very beautiful, wonderful type of worshipping, of serving, has been invented by the damsels of the Vajra, the Vajra Gopi. And very sweet, Jayakvada Vida. That is what we, our real want, fulfillment. Ramya kaji dupasana bhajabadhu vargina jagalvita. Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam. What do you get this? Your whimsical thought, all these things. No. Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam olam. And the amala praman, the purest type of evidence, we find in Srimad Bhagavatam the last gift of Bhagavan Vedavyas, who has given all sorts of religious ideas to us. His last gift, Bhagavatam. That stands guarantee for this prastav, this offering. Bhagavan Pramanan Mavalam Prima Pumarthumam. And what is you will get in benefit? Love, attachment for the truth, for Krishna. That will be your remuneration. More and more service, more and more attachment, no end. Prima Pumarthumam. Not Dharmarthakam, not salvation, liberation mere. But prema pumartu, the end of life is to acquire the attention of the all-attractive Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. And who is the founder of this cult? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great Lord Mahaprabhu. He stands a guarantee for all this truth. He has preached this. You will get this. Madhamidam Tatra Daruma. Our great reverence, attachment, and the faith in such opinion, such principle of life. Chakravarti, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Singh. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai. Kadavarda. 9:30. All your letters are ready?
Almost.
Almost. So some must be sent to the post office.
Yes.
We may get some letters or some response to the but not very telegram would come yesterday also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
One small question.
Yes.
You had mentioned a pratihata is irresistible.
Yes.
So does it mean, generally we think it means that the bhakti cannot be impeded. There's no obstacle for bhakti by material things. But can it also mean that we cannot resist but accept the bhakti? We also cannot resist it. We cannot resist bhakti. We must accept it. We take it that way also.
Ahituka pratihata. And the hetu that it has got cause and it can be controlled. This is a conception in from a relative position, not from the absolute plane.
Yes. Like that. Na prashangsa na garahayat. Like the same question that Babaji Maharaj asked you, that same question. You were told that in a tathasa.
That is, it is not really of that type. That is in the, yes, when we are within some sort of incomplete knowledge to us, it is, it can't see. Suppose if we find that after one has got some disease and then using medicine, he gets a better health than previous. Then who can see the future, he won't be disturbed by his present disease and taking medicine. And who does not know the future, he will be very much disturbed. This is one thing here. And what is in Yogamaya, that is managed by those who can see, they can feel everything. But Jnanasunya Bhakti, it is already given by Yoga Maya. That is another thing. The responsibility is there. Those are there we do not know. Jnanasunya Bhakti. The party, they do not know what is what, instrument in the hand of Yoga Maya. But the Yoga Maya knows everything and he stands directly for them. Jnanasunya Bhakti. And that is more tasteful, and that is more natural, we are told. Nanda Yashoda, we have all meek, we have got no knowledge of any sadhu coming, taking the feet dust of him and putting on the head of Gopal. They are in such condition, such ignorance. If you say ignorance, then he is such ignorant, then ordinary sadhu, taking his feet dust and putting, you please bless Gopal that he may live long. Then what do you say? This is for more gain. Yogamaya is handling them in such a way. The gopis say, we are the jungle girl, no capacity, but we have had, anyhow, we have some good fortune that took us to your service. But what we are, our position, we are neglected, even not the society girl, the jungle girl. Do not know so much rules of the civilized world. We are such. The negative conception is such. The positive is mad to help them in such condition. Because in heart, they have got no other aspiration but Krishna satisfaction. And that way we have to take. The Jnanasunya Bhakti, and the Mahaprabhu accepted, here it is. The question of faith, they don't come to measure everything by their own futile standard. with a standard of a milligram or a regular ke ki bole lamba maap ke meter at the standard as meter wants to measure the sky.
Yes.
The gyan sunna. The gyan means to labor under such mania.
Yes.
That unnecessary mania. Mm. That I shall devour the whole within this belly. Within this short space of my knowledge, I shall, the whole should be accommodated.
Mm.
But this sort of mania give up. Establish a fair relationship with the infinite, and allow the infinite to handle yourself for your best interest, and leave yourself fully there, surrender. Then you will be the true faith, you will be best benefited. That is the underlying principle. Don't lose your energy. What is impossible, that is to capture the infinite within your face. Don't waste your energy in that way. Gani prayas mudavas namanta eva jivanti samudha. The way of submission, but not the way of capturing everything within your face. That is the wrong way of your negotiation with the infinite. It is mad. That is finite. It will jivhava infinite. But submission to the infinite is the way to come in real contact with the infinite. Handled by him, he will feel his existence, very sweet existence in you. That is the path of coming in connection with him. Not in a challenging mood, but in a submissive way. When you get his touch, you feel inconceivable joy within you of divine kinds. The basis is that. So bhakta sangyalaya. So such is that not depend on knowledge or energy. What is energy or knowledge cannot give birth to such faith. It is there. It is the most original, most fundamental thing. And you are a child of that soil. Anyhow, you have come to awake in this wrongful plane of your, this is karma gan or covers of yourself. Your proper self is not there. He is a child of that soil, the faith. A fair relationship with the infinite, finite and infinite, a fair relationship. Not a challenging that I shall know everything. এখানে কে
পরমেশ্বর
গৌর হরি Sraddha, unquestionable, fundamental thing. Sraddha, surrender. Knowledge may apparently be our good friend, a reliable friend. But no, knowledge is not your reliable friend in your highest attainment, acquisition of life. Faith and surrender, that is your real friend to your connection with the biggest. You can't measure him. You can't have him. He can take you. If finite can know infinite, he is no infinite. But if infinite cannot make himself known to finite, he is no infinite. coming from that side and no connection from this side is possible. Now what to do? Think. He can connect with you, but you cannot connect with him. Now find the way how you can get his connection. You have to tackle which is sweet with, by service and submission, surrendering. That is, trying to enhance your negative aspect, you can draw the positive. And you can't take the position of a positive, aggressive. You are not such. You are dependent and not the entity on which everything is everything depends. Shakti, and not the Shaktiman, the owner of the energy. You are energy, and not the owner of the energy. One who can use the energy. You have your master, proprietor. It is my energy. Apara, apara. And Khetogna Khatatha Apara in Vishnu Puran, the three potency, three kinds. One potency in Bhagavad Gita too, one this gross, another the Tatastha Shakti Jeev, and Vishnu Puran it is said, this Khetogna Tatha Apara, another higher potency, which is known as Khetogna Sarva Shakti, which is above Brahmaloka, above Jiva Shakti. The three potency he has got. Chit-shakti, tatastha-shakti, and jara-shakti, maya-shakti. Three potency. Only one potency, but to make him easily understood, it is divided into three. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur, Hari, Gaur. So again in Goloka, and ignorance in the world, that is just the opposite.
You told one day that man said Mahaprabhu passed his last days in madness. We hate that. We could not stand such a thing. Some gentleman had told that.
In America, in Madras.
Yes.
One scholar came to see me that your highest ideal is that of Chaitanya Dev. Yes. But we are afraid of his, what he has shown in his last days, in this mad behavior. Try to get that. That is a dreadful sin, what he showed in his mouth. There is another aspect to see the thing. Bahire Bishajjala hai, Vidare Ananda hai, Krishna Premer Adhuta Charite. Can you think that when a big patron is going to be hanged, he's happy within him, and outside the pangs of his death. Can you imagine that quality of happiness? Can you conceive the happiness of Raja Harishchandra, who made a gift of the whole world and took the position of a servant in the cremation ground, the happiness within him? Can you conceive the happiness of Ramchandra, leaving his kingship, went to the jungle, and there experienced the hardness of life, but how he felt within him? So external things, the apparent things are treacherous. In this way, And the sweetest sons are those that tell of saddest things. There is, apparently there is sorrow, but internally there may be sweetness. We have to think like that. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Baire Vishad Jala Hai, Bhitare Anandam Hai. Krishna Prameer Adhuta Chariti. Already admitted that. Externally it seems to be painful, but internally they are feeling a wonderful quality of ecstasy within. Hari and that must not be acquired by the help of any intoxication. However qualified it may be. It has got its proper side on which we have to make progress. Rathriva Bhaktivinoda Thakur is warning. Bhai, kame prame bhed nai. It is very difficult to detect the difference between this lust and love. I am warning you. Ostentatiously, apparently, you won't find any difference between this mundane lust and the love, divine love. Tabu kam prem nahi hai. Still no for certain that this lust is not the love divine. Charma mangsa maya kam. This is concerned with material things. And prem chidananda dham. And that is the highest goal of your soul's attainment. Adev kam prame bahutantar. The great difference between the two. Kam antatama. One is dense darkness and the prame malabhaska, and the one is the shining sun. Just opposite. Gaur Hari Bol. We must be always very careful in this aspect. What is what? We may stop today.
Same question. So,
in Guru Tattva, so different disciples may have different perspective of him. Some say him, but Madhura Rasa is all combined. So Madhura Rasa Guru, in him we can see all other functions of Madhura Rasa in that Guru. Our Guru Maharaj once told that my Gurudev Gunamanjari, generally, Naika, Ashto Naika, the types of heroine quality are eight. And that is only found fully in Radharani, Ashto Naika Bhava. But that is not found in the Manjari class. But Guru Maharaj once told, my Gurudev is Guna Manjari, but if I see him raising my head a little more, I can see him the full eight qualifications of the eight Naikas of Radha. What the other Manjari have, I do not know. I don't like to know. But my Gurudev Guna Manjari, if I see her, look at her with a greater look, I find the Radharani's full presence there. So the attitude you may calculate from this statement. What is what? According to the depth of our vision, the object of vision varies. He is all present everywhere.
Yes.
No difficulty in arrangement. According to the capacity, immediately the opposite thing is being present there. As you deserve and have. Deserve and as you deserve, so you have. The nature of infinite. Every part of infinite is infinite. It is so. Every part of infinite is infinite. The Lord is everywhere with His fullest consciousness and strength, though we may not detect it. Hare maya tatam idam sabbam jagat mastanisham no chaham teshavar. It is my sweet rhythm. Everywhere, the power of the military may be traced, but still it is really found in the Durga, in the fort. Because everywhere there is no fort, no soldier, that does not mean the portion of the country is neglected. If we capture that, no one will come to oppose. No. With fullest energy they will come to concentrate in that border when it is attacked. Something like
that. There's one other question. We don't like to analyze such things. So much time analyzing, but for the sake of explanation or definition, there's one question, that there are two types of jiva, nitya baddha and nitya mukta. So in that sense, is it an offense to say that the guru is jiva? He is nitya mukta jiva. Can the word jiva be used or not? We want to know
this. It's not desirable.
That's, yes, good. But in a common sense, he is a living entity. So just in a very dry sense, he is a jiva. But undesirable.
But he's tatastha vichara and
yes.
And
lila.
Tatastha absolute.
Yes, undesirable. Good. That is cleared up. Cleared up a doubt. One boy came to me in New Delhi.
You see, it may be then that a student, he at times may think that his professor, his teacher was also a student.
yes.
A student. But that won't help his
progress
or education.
Yadyapi amara guru chaitanya radas, tatapi janiha amitahara
prakash. My interest will be to see him as professor, as much as I will be benefited. But leaving that aside, if I go to analyze his student's life, that will be to go astray, to lose one's energy.
Yes. One boy came to me, a godbrother, young godbrother. He said, you are posing as guru. He says, I do not accept you as a guru. I said, that is all right. I do not accept you as a disciple. And he said then, all gurus, they are jivas. And then I told Namartya Buddha Suyeta, this Gurusu Naramati, Va Naraki. I said, you are Naraki.
Rather than is empowered by the government, the delegation of the king or of the central government, district magistrate. He is a man also, but the magistrate is not the man only.
Yes.
It is the central power there.
Yes.
So he should not be confined to see that he is a man.
Yes.
But the man is also in the background.
This boy told me, he said, Swami Maharaj was also a jiva. I became angry and I told this Guru Shiv Naramati that you are Naraki if you say this. Later on he apologized.
Swami Maharaj also is seen that he was sick.
Yes.
Sometimes perhaps blood oozing from any part of his body.
And you told that the arrow which shot Krishna's foot, would that blood be spiritual?
Or yes,
that
yes, be? Yes. That big acharya of the Madhya school.
Yeah.
He told that shalogram is hit, it burst.
Yeah.
All these things. But this is blasphemy, not proper thinking.
Yes.
Not proper thinking. We must retain our existence in the world of faith and not allow it to come down in the mundane plane, the Lakwayvullah. That infinite standpoint, not finite standpoint. If we allow myself to indulge in the thought of finite standpoint, then it will be difficult for me to have any conception about the infinite.
Yes.
We shall try our best to the level of infinite consciousness and the laws and the ways of the infinite. If we at all want our contact with the infinite. So that law we have to accept, which may be different from this mundane law of the limited world. Both cannot go together. Being finite, I shall capture infinite. It is not possible. But I must leave the finite conception and enter into the incarnate through faith, through Shraddha. Then we can partake in his lila to particular degree or intensity.
Generally they make much of the...
They carry coal to the Newcastle. They carry these mundane ideas to the infinite, to the infinite.
Yes, yes.
Throw finite laws into infinite. And then the troubles come.
Yeah. They make much of the Purvashram.
Purvityar, Bhulinu Sakal.
Purvashari Pradho.
These laws must be given up.
Yes.
And we must merge forever and accustom ourselves in the thinking with the law of infinite.
Yes.
Everything eternal, but here everything mortal. But there everything eternal. If we thrust this to there, then it would be murdered.
When I was away,
so everything unintelligible should be considered that our offense. It should be attributed to our offense. When unintelligible anything comes to us due to our offense, our mundane affinity. We have not thrown ourselves fully to the laws of infinity. That is of our art. or finite laws should not be applied in the kingdom of infinite law, world. That is a general reasonability. অমল আজকে আছে তাহলে
and Radharani has 25. What about Mahaprabhu? He is a combination of both and more.
Naturally, we shall think that 64 plus 25.
And more.
But chemical result may be something more. When both come to combine, and new enhancement. That's the question of infinity. We must keep it in mind.
Not counting.
Counting. Infinite minus infinite, there is infinite. Just in the case of a zero. Zero plus zero is zero, zero minus zero, zero, zero into zero, zero, zero divided by zero, zero. So the infinite just operates. It is difficult to conceive. Purnamada purnamidam, purnat purnamidachyati, purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyati. In Upanishad, if the whole is taken away from the whole, the remains that is also whole. Purnasya, purnamadaya, purnameva avasishyati. Infinite minus infinite, the remains that is infinite. How can we conceive that? From this mundane brain, we can't conceive that. In the question of zero, the analogy is a very good one. Zero and infinite, similar, opposite. Calm and the prem, similar, opposite. Self-centered, part-centered, and center-centered. Sri Radhika's Ananta Gun Panchish Pradhan. It is mentioned in this way. He has got infinite qualities. But 25 is the principal among them. In this way it has been mentioned. In the case of Krishna also we shall take like that. Ananta. We cannot make it, is not measurable. But still the 64 is very patent. It will increase degrees. Ordinary jiva, suppose 50. Yeah? But when he becomes Indra, 5 is added. Where from does it come? The jiva can be Indra.